You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Figgy, let's hit him big time.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
All the jokes are coming fast and furious every time y'all talk about this guy.
With Landry Locker.
Landry, I mean, you're going to be in midday forever now.
And John Lopez.
On occasion, Lopez makes a statement that's so ludicrous, it makes me pick my phone up and call you guys.
You're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader.
Your champ, 610.
Sports Radio.
Most viral moment of the draft. Most viral moment of the draft. It was day four. Texans make a trade. Position of need. None of that two-year plan stuff. We're talking about corners. We're talking about tackles. We're talking about long-term plans. This is a guy who should contribute immediately. He's very familiar with C.J. Stroud. And the internet went nuts when the pick was announced by Sketch on ESPN.
What's up, brothers? How are we doing? Make some noise! Come on! This is football! Come on! The Philadelphia Eagles have traded the 123rd pick to the Houston Texans! With the 123rd pick of the NFL draft, the Houston Texans select Cade Stover, tight end, Ohio State!
Now, there was some booze there.
I mean, they
it's
Michigan.
Michigan territory.
Yeah,
so if you're from Ohio State, you're going to get booed. So there was that. But that had the internet going nuts, and it had Nick Caserio more excited than I've seen him in a while. And I think of all the guys that are going to be immediate contributors, Stover's one of those guys. They need tight ends that can block. They need tight ends that can move around. He might be that guy, and Nick Caserio speaks very highly of him, as has C.J. Stroud. So of all the picks, that had to have been the one that excited Texans fans the most. I do think if we look at this draft, though, it does feel a little bit more like a defensive draft than an offensive draft. And the couple things that I want to know, and a lot of times you can't control this, there's a few questions that I would love to know that we'll probably never figure out unless we do some serious digging. Number one is, what would the Texans have done if the defensive tackles, specifically Newton or Fisk, had been available when they made their first selection? In other words, did they need a corner so bad that they were going to go corner no matter what? Or would they have gone defensive lineman if those two guys had been available? Because coming into this draft, there was talk about, well, the Texans, they really needed a defensive lineman. They got to get a defensive tackle. They didn't take one until round seven. So I was okay with that. I don't mind having the committee guys. Nick Caserio also mentioned that there could be possibilities of acquiring other guys. But what would they have done had that been available? Next question, was it going to be Kool-Aid McKinstry? Kool-Aid went right before them. The Saints traded up and got him. Whether it was Cooper DeJean who the Eagles took. And I've got a new, my mindset has adjusted. Usually it's Baltimore. If Baltimore gets the guy, then I assume that he's going to be a badass. Philadelphia is kind of approaching that territory where if they get the guy, I just automatically think he's going to be a hell of a player.
Nah, they there for me, man. I get frustrated every time I see anything Eagles related at this point. I feel like they just get anybody they want. It's crazy, man.
And then you have Kool-Aid McKinstry, the pick before, who I think would have definitely been the pick. Kool-Aid McKinstry, he goes the immediate pick before. I got to think that Nick Caserio wanted that. And I got to think D'Amico wanted that. They'll never admit it. They do seem to like Lassiter. There's a lot of things to like when you hear Lassiter talks. There's some there's some makeup and stuff like that. But I got to wonder if Kool-Aid McKinstry was really where they were at, because that one felt like a kick in the junk. It also felt like a calculated move by the New Orleans Saints to go up there and get Kool-Aid McKinstry.
Yeah, I was actually at the draft party, and when Kool-Aid went off the board, it was a lot of people in the crowd like, oh, man, oh.
Yeah.
Like the whole crowd was like, oh, man.
You could just see him falling to you, and then boom.
Yes.
And then you go corner. Lassiter. The speed thing is interesting. You hear people talk about, well, you know, it's football, and I know Nick Caserio went hardo and said, you know, we're not trying to draft a track team. We're trying to draft a football team. 4.6 is pretty slow for a corner, though. I know there's some examples. There's talk about the Richard Sherman ran a 5. Yeah, he was also a receiver, and he's huge.
Yeah.
So on one hand, you get it, but on the other hand, I mean, 4.6 is a little bit slow. Then the tackle thing, that seems like a 2-year plan type of thing. It was surprising. It was something that was ridiculed, but you went with tackle. I'll put it this way. Did the Texans become a better football team with this draft? I don't know. I mean, I think a year from now, 2 years from now, it could play out and you could feel that way. But as far as like last year, they drafted CJ Stroud, they drafted Tank Dell, they drafted Will Anderson. Obviously different equity, different ranges. Like I could have without hesitation, and I could say this about a lot of teams. Like I could say Indianapolis is a better football team now. I can say that Jacksonville is a better football team now. I don't know that these picks were made with this year in mind, which is fine. It's proactive. But if you ask me, do I feel like the Texans are 100% a better football team based on what they did? I can't 100% sit here and pound the table and say any one of these guys are without a doubt going to be on the field immediately in 2024. So I don't know that I can't necessarily say that.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yeah, I kind of agree. I feel like this draft helped them as far as depth, because we seen how the offensive line was, even though the fill-ins actually did pretty good, but they were struggling in that area, man. And I guess they kind of anticipating, you know, people getting hurt. So
they added some depth.
Yeah.
Which, okay, I guess that's...
I felt they could have added some starters.
I guess that's the goal. The Kool-Aid thing was going to be crazy, though. There was going to be all kinds of marketing opportunities and stuff like that. I know a lot of people who personally went and bought some Kool-Aid for day two. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. What did the Texans, what did Nick and D'Amico tell us with their actions in this draft, J-Lo.
Yeah, look, I'm listening to you guys, and I can't disagree. Like, you can't say, hey, they got better. But I think what the draft did tell us is they told us where they want to prioritize. Like you know, I say it all the time, the draft doesn't lie. Their actions told us they want to help the cornerback position and the safety position. They want to help the secondary. I mean, that was a priority. Whether they think they can be starters or threaten or compete or whatever, I mean, two of your first three picks were in the secondary. And the one I can't get over, and maybe you feel completely different on this, that's not a little thing that they brought in Blake Fisher in the second round. That's a second round tackle, man. I mean, come on.
Well,
like, come on. I mean, I know that's a cop out to just say, come on.
Well,
but that's a second round tackle. When you have people talking about like linebacker, running back, cornerback, which they addressed right before that pick, et cetera, you've got a tackle. You got a tackle in the second round. That is a very high place to get a tackle. And for Nick to come in, I didn't expect Nick to say anything other than, you know, hey, you can never have enough tackles. It's a swing tackle or whatever. But it says something. It says something about your confidence level, whether it's you, D'Amico, or both of you with Tytus Howard, maybe even by extension Kenyon Green, the confidence level you have in Kenyon Green, because maybe Tytus Howard will end up being a better fit at guard or whatever, you know? So I can't get over they got a tackle in the second round. That's not a little thing. That's a big thing.
Well, Nick Caserio had some interesting things to say about that. We'll get into that at 11. I the eyebrows raised with something that he said about the state of the tackle position. And he also had some stuff to say about Lassiter as well as his favorite draft prospect. He did not even try to hide that. I thought it was interesting that after the draft he said that he felt like they grinded out a win. Mr. Don't grade drafts. He didn't say we grinded out. He said we grinded out a win. And I think Nick Caserio might just grind so hard to where if you're in the build up to the draft or you're in the mix of the draft and Nick Caserio is up there, I think he's going to sound a little bit more stressed out. Maybe there's like a sense of relief. But I did think it was interesting when Nick Caserio goes up there and says, we felt like we grinded out a win. That's a direct quote. That's how Nick Caserio started out.
Yeah.
The final day is he grinded out a win. Okay.
Yeah, that means that there were some struggles. There was some things that challenged them, which means maybe there were some players that they wanted and couldn't get or couldn't move to get.
Maybe they'll get there one day. But as we sit right now, D'Amico Ryans, he doesn't practice what other Kyle Shanahan descendants practice. Why is that? And was there an opportunity significantly missed by Nick and D'Amico? In the Loop continues on a Reaction Monday post-draft edition next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.